This is the 4040 Project, celebrating 40 years of KBIA and 40 communities in mid-Missouri and beyond. I'm John Ingram, and today I'm going to take you on a trip to Macon, Missouri. Heading north on Highway 63 on the way into Macon, you can see numerous antique malls and flea markets. I stopped at one of them, Colonel's Flea Market. I first spoke with Larry Brown, who is an amateur auctioneer in addition to being the market's owner. He's a kind-looking gentleman whose clothes on his back are almost as vintage as those he carries in his market.
$30, $35, $40, $45, $50, $50, $55.
I lived here in Macon all my life for 52 years, and I've owned this store for 17 years. There's several antique stores, and like my store, I really carry a little everything, a little antiques, and really basically something for everyone. But yeah, Macon's a good town. There's a lot of history here in Macon.
Brown recommended I make my way further downtown and check out some of the restaurants, where I came across the Old Beaumont, a quaint, homey-looking restaurant in the heart of downtown Macon. Tom Eklund is the manager.
A lot of small towns, from what I noticed when I first came out this way, is that they stay within themselves and they don't cater to outsiders. But when I came to Macon, it wasn't like that at all. We were received very well by the town. We have a lot of locals come 2, 3, 4 times a week. Macon is actually a pretty good place to come to for restaurants. We have a lot of good restaurants in town. We have us, there's AJ's, we got, I think there's 28 places that you can get something to eat in Macon, which just generates more people coming to Macon. And we also have a company called Onshore that they're continuing to grow. They're on TV all the time. And there's a lot of good businesses here in town, and I think there's room for more. There's Long Branch Lake. It's got plenty of room to ski and fish and be outdoors, and it's a really nice state park.
Not far away from the Old Beaumont is the West Winery, which produces over 5,000 gallons of wine a year. Chris West is pouring a glass for one of his customers on a clear summer day. He and his wife own the winery.
We buy local grapes. We try to buy as much local in the northern part of Missouri, but we also buy from all over the state, east to west, north to south. Gives us the highest quality of grapes. We do make the wine back here. We try to make it a community thing where people can come in and help, you know, crush the grapes, press, you know, just see the process.
Brown and Eklund also had a few other recommendations on how to pass time in Macon.
Oh, as far as, we have a really nice lake here, the Long Branch Lake. It's super. They got swimming out there. They got a beautiful campground. There is uptown. There's several of the antique stores.
You could tell at one point in time, a long time ago, Macon was a pretty booming town. And I think because of where we're at geographically, I think it could be there again.
To see photos of my trip to Macon, visit our website at kbia.org. This is John Ingram, KBIA News.